Good morning. I'm Natalie with KQNK. Today is Tuesday, January 10th. Currently with fair skies, it is 30 degrees. The humidity is 86%. The wind speed is calm. The barometric pressure is 29.34 and the dew point is 27 degrees. It's 8:04 and time for Kansas News.
Kansas Information Network News. I'm Jen Austin. A new Lenexa restaurant is facing hurdles after several acts of vandalism. Vandals have hit the location three times since mid-December.
A new location of the Lawrence-founded Jefferson just opened at 87th and Lackman. Authorities say they never break in or enter the building. It always takes place in the back lot. Co-owner Nick Price talks about the damage caused on New Year's Day.
They shut off all the power and smashed some light fixtures and stuff like that were outside.
Price spoke with KCTV News. The owners have decided to post security camera photos on Facebook, offering a reward for identifying the people involved. I'm Ramita Landrum.
Governor Laura Kelly and other statewide elected officials took their oaths of office in a ceremony on Monday. Chris Kobach was sworn in as the new attorney general. And the state legislature also convened Monday afternoon for the first time, mostly housekeeping and swearing in new members. Governor Kelly scheduled to outline her legislative agenda as part of the annual State of the State address on Wednesday. This is Kansas Information Network News.
With today's inflation straining your budget, your Kansas Farm Bureau membership can help keep more money in your pocket. Get 15% off current published rates at Nextech Wireless. Special member pricing on select Grainger products. Save on vacation and travel with Avis Budget and Choice Hotels. And join the Kansans who've switched to Kansas Farm Bureau health plans, who enjoy significant savings on nationwide medical health care coverage. Join today. For a full list of benefits, visit kfb.org/benefits.
If there was ever a time to live united, it is now. Now is the time to speak with one voice, to build up, not tear down. It's time to join hands and live united against the problems that keep our communities from thriving. United Way fights for the health, education, and financial stability of every person in every community. Will you volunteer or donate now at United Way?
Good morning, I'm Natalie Hadley with your KQNK News, brought to you by Firebolt Ag, LLC, serving all of your chemical and fertilizer needs. Law enforcement authorities are investigating a shooting and asking for help to locate a suspect. According to a media release, just before 2:30 p.m. on Monday, police responded to the shooting call in the 1300 block of North Fossil Street in Russell, where first responders found a 45-year-old man suffering from a life-threatening gunshot wound. EMS transported the victim to Russell Regional Hospital, and he was later airlifted to a trauma center in Wichita. Police are attempting to locate a suspect identified as 47-year-old Shane Slack, described as a white male, 5'11" tall, 160 pounds with blue eyes. He was last seen wearing black jeans, a black shirt, and a leather vest with patches, and possibly driving a 1999 Toyota Tacoma bearing Kansas license plates 725RMV. Slack is believed to be armed and dangerous, so if you do see him, please do not approach him and call 911. A day filled with ceremony kicked off the 2023 legislative session on Monday, with Kansas Governor Laura Kelly taking the oath of office to begin her second term, where lawmakers struck a tone of working together and improving Kansas as many issues will be debated in the weeks and months ahead. Monday's ceremony also capped a political comeback for new Attorney General Chris Kobach. He has built a national reputation by advocating strict immigration and election laws, but lost the 2018 governor's race and then a GOP primary for open U.S. Senate seat in 2020. Kelly used her inaugural address on Monday to set Kansas apart from national politics and call for civility and unity, saying the middle of the road is where left and right come together, where well-intentioned people who hold different positions find common ground. Nobody gets everything they want. Everyone gets something they want. It was a similar tone in the Kansas House, where new leadership is taking over for a new term. Republicans hold a supermajority in the Kansas House and Senate. Republican Dan Hawkins is the new Speaker of the House and will have a major hand in shaping the priorities and legislation for the next 2 years. He said they'll work across the aisle when they can, and they will disagree strongly but respectfully when they must. But in the end, their focus will be on serious long-term solutions for their constituents. Governor Kelly will lay out her agenda at 6:30 p.m. on Wednesday night in her State of the State address. The Kansas Water Office's Solomon Republican Regional Advisory Committee will meet to discuss current water issues affecting the region as well as the state. The meeting will be on Tuesday, January 17th at 10 a.m. in the Pioneer Seeds Meeting Room in Downs, Kansas, and the main agenda items include a presentation about Regional Advisory Committee responsibilities, an update from the Bostwick Irrigation District, an update on interstate compacts, and updates on recent Kansas Water Authority and Legislature activities. The agenda, virtual option information, and meeting materials can be found when available at kwo.ks.gov. If accommodations are needed for anyone with disabilities, you can notify the Kansas Water Office at 785-296-3185 at least 5 working days prior to the meeting. This January, the American Red Cross and Pro Football Hall of Famer and blood donor Peyton Manning are asking people to score big for patients in need while getting a chance to win a trip to Super Bowl 57 in Arizona by giving blood. The start of the new year marks National Blood Donor Month, a time to celebrate those who generously roll up a sleeve to keep blood products stocked for hospitals providing critical care. As the busy holiday season winds down and the threat of severe winter weather and seasonal illnesses cases continue to rise, January can be a tough time for donors to make and keep appointments. You can step off of the sidelines and resolve to donate blood by visiting redcrossblood.org, download the Red Cross Blood Donor app, or call 1-800-RED-CROSS to schedule a time to give. In partnership with the National Football League, those who come to give blood, platelets, or plasma January 1st through the 31st will be automatically entered to win a trip for two to Super Bowl 57 in Arizona, including access to day-of, in-stadium pregame activities, tickets to the official Super Bowl experience, round-trip airfare to Phoenix, three-night hotel accommodations, and a $500 gift card for expenses. To lead the offense against a potential winter blood shortage, Manning invites the public to join him in helping to save lives. He said that if everyone does their part and we collectively commit to donating blood, we can stack up more wins for hospital patients who are counting on us. He said a single individual is certainly impactful, but a whole team of people coming together to donate has an even greater effect. There is an upcoming donation opportunity in Norton on Wednesday, January 18th at the Norton County 4-H Building, 126 East Park Street, from 12 p.m. to 6 p.m. In Nebraska news, troopers with the Nebraska State Patrol arrested two people following a pursuit early Sunday morning in Hamilton County. Travis Fielder, 36, of Grand Island, was arrested for an outstanding warrant from Hall County, as well as willful reckless driving, flight to avoid arrest, driving under the influence, drugs, carrying a concealed weapon, possession of marijuana less than 1 ounce, possession of drug paraphernalia, and numerous traffic violations. Brandon Proctor, 36, of Bradshaw, was a passenger and was arrested for a probation violation, as well as possession of marijuana and possession of drug paraphernalia. At approximately 12:15 a.m. on Sunday, a trooper observed a Dodge Magnum driven by Fielder speeding on Interstate 80 at mile marker 329 near Aurora, and the trooper attempted a traffic stop. However, the vehicle accelerated and fled at a high rate of speed, and the trooper initiated a pursuit. The vehicle exited I-80 at the Aurora interchange and continued fleeing northbound. As the vehicle entered Aurora at a high rate of speed, the trooper discontinued the pursuit out of concern for public safety. A short time later, troopers observed the same vehicle traveling on county roads east of Aurora. The trooper attempted a traffic stop, but the vehicle again fled, and the trooper initiated a new pursuit. The vehicle continued fleeing eastbound on Highway 34 toward Hampton and drove on the wrong side of the road at times. And as the vehicle reached Hampton, it turned northbound onto city streets. A short time later, a trooper was able to successfully perform a tactical vehicle intervention to bring the vehicle to a stop, and Fielder and Proctor were both taken into custody without further incidents. The Hamilton County Sheriff's Office assisted in the incident. An elderly McCook man died after falling through the ice on a sand pit at his rural McCook home on Tuesday, January 3rd. McCook Fire and Rescue and the Red Willow County Sheriff's Office responded to the home on Blue Jay Trail at around 11:17 a.m. on Tuesday. And according to Fire Chief Mark Harfim, first responders were able to remove the victim from a small hole in the ice. but the victim was not transported from the scene. County Attorney Paul Wood said the victim, 78-year-old Terry Ellinger, was discovered to have fallen through the ice by his son. Carpenter Breland Funeral Home is in charge of arrangements, and a private family service is planned. I'll be back with more in just a moment.
Firebolt Ag is a full-service fertilizer and chemical retailer. They customize products for individual farmers' needs, with the primary focus being customer profitability. Let Josh and Jack help you get the most out of your farm ground. They also provide in-house marketing with Ron Wall of Flatwater Solutions. Visit Ron in Phillipsburg or call Josh at 785-854-8484 or Jack at 308-840-2819. Firebolt Ag, your leader in agriculture.
Unofficial minutes of the Norton City Council meeting that was held on Wednesday, January 4th, includes that the Norton City Council met in regular session at 5:30 p.m. with Mayor Jerry Jones presiding, and the council members present were Ron Briery, Andrew Black, Gerald Jones, Dennis Gilhausen, and Robert Bowman, with Council Member Dean Little present by phone, and others present to present business or observe. A motion was made by Andrew Black and seconded by Dennis Gilhausen to approve the December 21st and 29th, 2022 City Council meeting minutes, and the motion carried, and there were no building or demolition permits presented for approval. Donna Lowry with the Norton Chamber of Commerce presented her proposed changes to the charter ordinances relating to the Convention and Tourism Committee in order to make the committee more accessible to the community. Donna stated that they would like to increase the transient guest tax from 3% to 5%, and another change that they would like to make is to make all sleeping accommodation places subject to the transient guest tax, which would then include Airbnb and bed and breakfast establishments. Lastly, they would like to change the number of representatives on the committee that are engaged in the hotel or motel business from 4 to 3, and the number of representatives on the committee that are from agencies or organizations actively promoting tourism from 2 to 3. Ron Briery then requested the city attorney prepare the presented changes to the charter ordinances. Dallas Goslin with the Norton City County Economic Development reported that a new round of base grants has opened, and Dallas stated that they would like to submit an application for about $1.6 million to develop infrastructure for East Side development. The former economic development director had previously set up an application using $100,000 of city and county money, and Dallas stated that he would like to do the same and requested a new financial commitment letter by the city. City Administrator James Maru stated that he would prepare the letter. Gerald Jones scheduled a public safety committee meeting for 11:30 a.m. today, January 10th. Assistant Chief of Police Jay Sharp stated that they just finished up their most recent traffic enforcement grant for taking down DUI on New Year's week. Jay also reported the parking issue at East Campus has improved, though they are still having some problems with people parking in the loading and unloading zone, but it is getting better. City Administrator James Maru stated that the city has received an application for solar connection. James stated solar connections had previously been addressed, but another company has come forward wanting to install solar. It was the consensus of the council that the decision remains that the city will not be purchasing any excess power produced by renewable energy sources. James stated that he would notify the company of that. Ron Briery scheduled a Public Works Committee meeting for 4 p.m. on January 31st. A motion was made by Dennis Gilhausen and seconded by Ron Briery to waive the third formal reading of Ordinance 1758, which is an ordinance amending Chapter 1, Article 2, pertaining to compensation for the City Council and Mayor within the City of Norton, Kansas. And the motion carried. A motion was then made by Dennis Gilhausen and seconded by Ron Briery to adopt Ordinance 1758. The vote was taken and the motion carried. A motion was made by Dennis Gilhausen and seconded by Robert Bowman to adopt Resolution 1-2023, which is a resolution to waive the annual requirement of generally accepted accounting principles and fixed asset accounting. The motion carried. Dennis Gilhausen scheduled a Finance Committee meeting for 4 p.m. on January 16th. A motion was made by Ron Briery and seconded by Andrew Black to move into executive session for discussion regarding land acquisition with the mayor, council, city attorney, city administrator, and city clerk to begin at 6:14 p.m. and end at 6:24 p.m. And the motion carried. And the council resumed its regular session at 6:24 p.m. And a motion was made by Ron Briery and seconded by Andrew Black to have city administrator James Maru pursue the land acquisition. The vote was taken and the motion carried 5-0 with Dean Little abstaining. A motion was made by Andrew Black and seconded by Dennis Gohausen to approve appropriating Ordinance Number 1 as a whole, and the motion carried, and the council then adjourned at 6:26 p.m. A memorial services for Lanny Davis, 83 of Norton, will be held at the United Methodist Church in Norton on Thursday, January 12th at 2 p.m. Lanny willed his body to be donated to the Kansas University Medical School to further medical research, and Plummer Gobber Funeral Home in Norton is assisting with the arrangements. In lieu of flowers, memorials can be made to the Norton Lions Club, and condolences may be left at plummergobber.com. Funeral services for Dr. R.A. Buzz Peterson, 81 of Norton, will be held at 10:30 a.m. Thursday, January 12th at the First Church of God in Norton, and burial will follow at the Norton Cemetery. Visitation will be from 1 to 7 p.m. tomorrow, Wednesday, January the 11th at the funeral home, and the family will greet friends from 5 to 7 p.m. Condolences may be left at plummergobber.com. Memorial services for Raymond Hikus, 76 of Lenora, will be held at 2 p.m. on Saturday, January 14th at the Plummer Gobber Funeral Home, and visitation will be from 5 to 7 p.m. on Friday, January 13th, also at the funeral home. Interment will be held at a later date at the Norton Cemetery. Memorial contributions may be made to the Raymond Hikus Memorial Fund and may be sent in care of Plummer Gobber Funeral Home, 215 West Main Street in Norton. Condolences may be left at plummergobber.com. Your menu today for Eisenhower Elementary School. For lunch, you'll be having pizza roll-ups, tossed salad, pears, green beans, and milk. For Norton Community High School and Junior High, your lunch today will be corn dogs, baked beans, fruit, and milk. And for Northern Valley Schools, your lunch today will be mac and cheese, meatballs, French bread, vegetable, and fruit. And for Norton Schools, your schedule today at 3:30 p.m., the high school varsity and junior varsity basketball at Oakley. I'm Natalie Hadley. Your KQNK News was brought to you by Firebolt Ag, LLC, Farmers Helping Farmers to Succeed. You can contact Firebolt Ag today to get the most out of your farmland. Your KQNK weather forecast is being brought to you by Hinkle Termite and Pest Control, your Norton experts for all of your pest control needs. Your forecast for today should be mostly sunny with a high near 57, with a calm wind becoming south around 5 miles per hour. For tonight, it should be mostly clear with a low around 25 and a northwest wind around 5 miles per hour. On Wednesday, there is a 40% chance of rain, mainly after 1 p.m., and it should be mostly cloudy with a high near 42. And on Wednesday night, there's a chance of rain and snow before 9 p.m., then a chance of snow and freezing rain between 9 p.m. and midnight. Should be mostly cloudy with a low around 21. I'll be back with the rest of your forecast in just a moment.
When you've got bugs, we know what a nuisance that can be.
Lock them out. From Hinkle Termite and Pest Control, Lock 'Em Out is our very effective residential insect prevention program. We'll come to your place and treat your foundation plus all insect entryways. And while we're there, receive a free termite inspection. Call Mr. Rich Wenzel, our certified technician in Norton, at 785-202-0167. That's 202-0167.
Continuing with your weather forecast, on Thursday it should be mostly sunny with a high near 41. On Friday, mostly sunny with a high near 45. On Saturday, partly sunny with a high near 53. On Sunday, partly sunny with a high near 52. And on Monday, mostly sunny with a high near 51. Currently with fair skies, it is 30 degrees. The humidity is 86%. The wind speed is calm. The barometric pressure is 29.84. And the dew point is 27 degrees. Your weather was brought to you by Hinkle Termite and Pest Control right here in Norton. You can call Hinkle Termite and Pest Control at 785-202-0167 for all of your pest control needs. It is 823.
Time is precious. Tens of thousands of people with incurable breast cancer must wait 29 months for federal financial assistance and health coverage. Many won't live that long. They need help now. In less than 30 seconds, you can improve their quality of life. Text the word WAITING to 40649 or go to coleman.org/waiting to send a message to Congress. Tell lawmakers that time is running out for people with terminal breast cancer.
Your Kansas Sports Report is being brought to you by United Northwest Federal Credit Union, where everything they do for you.
Save more, earn more with the Easy Saver account at the United Northwest Federal Credit Union. Enrollment in this program automatically rounds up the amount of all debit card and share draft purchases made from your checking account to the next whole dollar and deposits into the Easy Saver savings account. Not only will this account help you save, but it also earns 2.01% APY monthly. Special terms and conditions apply. Come in today and open your Easy Saver account at the United Northwest Federal Credit Union, where everything we do for you. NCUA insured.
KIN Sports, I am Fulton Castor. The Kansas City Chiefs have secured the number one seed in the AFC after their victory over the Las Vegas Raiders on Saturday afternoon. And with the win, they have a bye week this week and will have to play until next weekend's divisional round matchup. And head coach Andy Reid met with the media and he discussed the bye week for the team and having this multiple times now, what he thinks the right balance is for the team going through the bye week and what they need to work on and what they need to do to rest with this extra time off.
Yeah, sure. I mean, that's the trick to it, is the balance. And then how the players utilize their free time. So, and coaches for that matter. I mean, we've got to make sure that we keep on top of the scheme stuff too. So we'll see how all that works out. But yeah, that I tell you, that's a trick to it, is to try to keep the balance for the players, stay sharp, and coaches still can add a couple things into the guys, into their mix, and then we go from there.
KIN Sports, I am Fulton Castor.
When it comes to making plans, you are the best. What about those round trips that you plan in advance, which are perfect on your way there and perfect on your way back? Or those meetings with friends for which you make a group chat 3 months before so that nobody or anything is missing. Or your daughter's first birthday party. You planned it with such dedication that instead of the first, it felt like our quinces. The same way you plan each detail for those moments. Start planning to protect you and your loved ones from a natural disaster. Sign up for local weather and emergency alerts. Prepare an emergency kit and make a family communications plan. Protecting your family is the best plan you can make. Get started at ready.gov/plan.
Brought to you by FEMA and the Ad Council.
Norton County Hospital and Medical Clinic encourage you to make health a priority in the new year by scheduling an appointment with your primary care provider. You and your provider form a team to address your health concerns and risks, plan for screenings to prevent disease, and help you feel your best. The hospital is proud to offer family and internal medicine, emergency care, specialty clinics, wound care, pain management, rehabilitation, and more. Find Norton County Hospital online to learn about its services and its dedicated team to help you through all stages of life.
NFL Plus is here, which means no matter where you are, this is how you football.
Let's go!
You can stream live, local, and primetime regular season games on your phone or tablet. 45-minute game replays with NFL Plus Premium and more. This is the NFL for every fan. This is football freedom. This is your game on the go. Wherever you are, this is how you football. Go to plus.nfl.com and sign up today. Terms and conditions apply.
Kansas Agriculture Network Markets.
Good morning, everyone. I'm Greg Akagi. Right now, let's get a check of the weather.
Good morning. We can expect more above average temperatures today, much like yesterday. A little bit cooler weather ahead on Wednesday, and then a more significant storm system is going to be arriving Wednesday night into Thursday. That will start out as rain, then a transition to snow overnight. Some of the snowfall rates could be pretty significant over north central and northeast Kansas. But with the ground temperature so warm, we're just not expecting much in the way of accumulation. Again, this will quickly move on off to the east of us. Colder temperatures are expected on Thursday and Friday, a little bit closer to normal for this time of year, with a warm-up this weekend. In northwestern Kansas today, partly cloudy with a high in the mid-50s, tonight's low in the upper 20s. In north-central Kansas, breezy with a high in the upper 50s, tonight's low in the upper 20s. Sunny in northeastern Kansas with a high in the upper 50s. In southwestern Kansas, the warmer temperatures in the state, sunny with a high today around 70 degrees. Today's high in the low 60s in south central Kansas, and in southeastern Kansas, mostly sunny with a high 62. I'm meteorologist Ann Holliday.
And a check of what has been going on as far as the overnight trade is concerned on the livestock side.